You're listening to the Orange Leaders audio blog. As a leader, you're influencing the faith and character of the next generation, and we want to help. On our blog, we've collected the best strategies, tips, and ideas from leaders around the world. Now, they're right here as an audio podcast. So enjoy.
Hi, I'm Greg, author of the book Steeples and Loans. Welcome to the Orange Leaders audio blog. Today's episode is brought to you by The Myth of Balance, a new book written by Frank Beeler, which walks you through a straightforward formula that can prepare you for the unexpected and not so unexpected events that distract you at the most inconvenient moments. Learn how to create a predictable plan for handling the unpredictable things vying for your time at mythofbalance.com. Today's idea comes to us from Ronnie Rock, who shares her take on why great leaders are exceptional managers, too. Ronnie Rock typed how to be a leader into the Google search bar. 1.7 billion results popped up. Clearly, we have an obsession with leadership. Ronnie has worked with so many people who fancy themselves to be leaders simply because they are in a supervisory role. But here's something Ronnie has noticed. Not very many leaders want to be managers. In fact, the word manage has received some pretty negative press. It's often viewed as being hands-on, lording over, or monitoring every small step employees take. Ronnie has heard both keynote speakers and friends in coffee shops say they believe good leadership trumps management. Recently, someone told her, "I shouldn't have to manage people because a good leader hires folks who should know how to lead themselves." People who need to be managed aren't A-list people, and people like us don't have time for that. Those words couldn't be further from the truth. Ronnie believes the best leaders are, in fact, exceptional managers. Now, this isn't about processes and procedures. It's about the five essential things we as leaders should manage. So what five questions does Ronnie ask herself as a leader? First, do I manage time? Do I cast good vision for work that needs to be done, set clear schedules and deadlines, make sure meetings begin and end well, and respect others' time as much as I expect them to respect mine? Second, do I manage resources? Am I a good steward of the money my ministry receives? Do I set an example of creativity when it comes to problem solving? Do I model a we rather than a me approach to solutions? Third, how do I manage expectations? Have I taken the time to provide enough information on directives given? Am I willing to provide context so my team can understand not just the what, but the why of work that needs to be done? And number four, do I manage relationships? Do I treat my staff well? Do I esteem those who donate their time and resources? When was the last time I said please and thank you or I apologize? Do I care about what happens to those I work with? And do I show it by adjusting my schedule to support them well? Do I pray for my team? And lastly, number five, do I manage myself? Am I a good role model? Do I live out what I expect in others? Where am I receiving wisdom and truth? Am I teachable? Who is holding me accountable? What am I telling others through my words and the things left unsaid? Do I understand my own strengths and weaknesses and embrace the value of community in my own life? Some days, leading comes easy for you and me. And some days, we miss the mark like a boss. And through it all, we have a gracious, loving Lord who models leadership like no one else by how he managed all five things: time, resources, expectations, relationships, and himself. So leaders, let's be good. Let's manage well. Balance in ministry, work, and life doesn't really exist, but you can thrive in the tension between them. Make the necessary shifts in the way you lead and manage your life so you can continue in ministry for the long haul. Get the help you've been looking for in the book, The Myth of Balance, at mythofbalance.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Orange Leaders audio blog. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also find the audio blog on Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and SoundCloud. Subscribing is the easiest way to have fresh ideas delivered to you 5 times a week. Also, help us spread the word and support more leaders like you by leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like more free resources to help you become an Orange Leader, such as audio trainings from Carrie Newhoff and Reggie Joyner, sign up to receive our emails at www.orangeleaders.com.